So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to welcome all of you to our short briefing after the meeting. And I'm very pleased to welcome our dear guest, Ukrainian Vice Prime Minister Olha Stefanishyna and Minister for European Affairs Mikuláš Bek. For the beginning, only short information. The briefing will be without the questions due to time schedule. And first of all, I would like to ask Mr. Minister for the opening speech.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine for accepting my invitation to attend the informal meeting of Ministers for European Affairs that I'm holding today and tomorrow in Prague. Tomorrow, I will be presenting the priorities of the Czech presidency to my counterparts from the EU member states, and I decided to invite Madam Stefanishyna to the meeting since the EU's support to Ukraine will be one of the key goals of our presidency. Her participation is a demonstration of our common genuine interest in Ukraine's European future. I'm honored to have had the opportunity to meet with Madam Stefanishyna today before we move to Lobkowicz Palace for a gala dinner with my colleagues and representatives of the European Commission. I congratulated the Deputy Prime Minister on being granted the EU candidate status. We have discussed various ways how we can support the European perspective of Ukraine. We have discussed possibilities to exchange key staff, to train Ukrainian staff, which will be needed to build the capacity to make a progress in the accession negotiations in the future. So we are very glad we will be able to cooperate during the next semester very closely with Ukrainian side. I've been informed by my Ukrainian counterpart about the needs of Ukraine short-term financially and about the plan for short-term assistance to Ukraine. We have discussed the prospect of long-term reconstruction of Ukraine, and we have discussed some new options which are in debate concerning the enlargement process of the EU, its flexibilities. As you may know, in the past couple of months, some member states have come with initiatives which aim at widening Europe and allowing already the candidate countries to access some areas of European policy. So that's a good starting point for our future cooperation. We have exchanged phone numbers, and we will be in close contact during the Czech presidency to help Ukraine to make a progress in being member of European family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. And now I pass the word to Mrs. Stefanishyna.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Bek. Indeed, after the decision of granting Ukraine the candidate status taken by the leaders on 24th of June, this is the first meeting in a format of the ministers in charge of European affairs. First and formal meeting of Ukraine participates as a candidate country, and that totally discovers the new horizons for us. I appreciate the meeting we had earlier before the formal presentation of the priorities of the Czech presidency in European Union. We are warmly welcoming your aspiration to shape up the debates on the enlargement, which is of course of particular interest for Ukraine aspiring to join the European Union. I've also informed the Minister and the colleagues I will also inform tomorrow on the commitment to the reforms agenda, which should be closely aligned with the reconstruction efforts, investment efforts targeted to make sure that Ukraine complies with EU standards. In that regard, the candidate status has become the driver of the new concentration of Ukrainian administration on the reforms agenda. For us, it's really important. But while we are on this path, we hope that the Czech presidency would pave the way towards fast and legitimate and justified enlargement procedures for Ukraine. But in this time, while there is a discussion on negotiations to start, we of course prioritize the reconstruction efforts and the first recovery, which should be addressed in a very immediate way to make sure that the new winter and the new heating season is making in the Ukrainian administration make sure that we can make our people feel more safe in this vulnerable condition. So we exchanged the vision in that regard, and I hope that over the next months, together with the European institution, we will shape up our vision in terms of fast track recovery needed on the urgent matters here. Unfortunately, my visit here today is conjunct with a very sad news. Russia has started a grave air attacks by missiles through almost half of the regions of Ukraine, throughout all of the area from center to the south and the east of Ukraine. Dozens of people has died or faced severe injuries, and we see that nothing makes Russia so far feel accountable for these crimes. So in that regard, we also discussed that we hope that the next seventh package of sanctions will have the strong restrictive potential and will be taken without further delays as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Stefanishina. Thank you very much, Mr. Beck. Thank you to coming here, and looking forward to see you tomorrow on General Affairs Council. Thank you. Bye-bye.